person that's, you know, just an old guy that kind of sleeps out all the time, and he's all the time begging for money and everything.
What do you rock?
Yeah. Now, what's the difference between that and the guy that works that's an alcoholic? Is there any social difference that you can think of?
Yeah, the drunk can't hold a job or anything. He doesn't take care of himself.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
It's the usual distinctions you describe.
Well, you know, which one's the
usual? Sleeps outside, doesn't shave, doesn't have any clothes.
This is the drunk?
Yeah.
Any other names for a drunk that you might think of?
Nah.
If you like wine, you wouldn't...
A Lionel, maybe, yeah.
Okay. What about a person who hops trains? Okay.
Hobo.
All right. And bum. And what about, is there any other, is there a difference between him and the drunk we were talking about earlier?
Well, hobo might not be an alcoholic.
Okay. Even though they might look alike?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a difference, what do you consider a derelict?
Someone that's not responsible, I guess. Can't do anything right. Yeah, can't hold a decent job or anything.
Okay, is there a difference between a derelict and a hobo?
Maybe just in terms of appearance. Hobo, a derelict, I don't know, might have trouble with the law or something.
Okay. What's the, the name that of places where derelicts stay sometimes?
Cheap Salvation hotels. Island.
Or cheap hotels, what would you call it?
Skid Row, I don't know.
All right. Well, did you ever heard, like, you know, like all right. How about cannabis sativa? What do you call it?
Marijuana.
Any other names?
Grass. Reefer, I guess. That's about it.
All right. Is it abundant here in this culture?
Moderately.
Moderately, you mean like amongst
mean
mostly
gross or is it, you know, a smoke?
Smoke, yeah.
Yeah, it's fairly moderate, yeah.
But amongst people, it's within our age group?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's, about what percentage level would you say?
Try to smoke it regularly.
Well, first, let's try it.
90% of, nah, 75% fried it.
And then regular users?
30%.
Okay. Is it, well, it's really easy to acquire, right?
Yeah.
What's it going, how does it come? What's the?
$20 an ounce or something.
Is it an ounce? What's the generic term for ounces?
Lid.
Alright. Do you know where that comes from, where the terminology comes from?
No.
Okay. What are some of the other ways it comes in? You can buy lids, you can buy what else?
Nickels and dimes. You can buy about a pound.
Alright, how much is a nickel?
$5 worth.
I mean, but how much weight?
Fourth of an ounce.
Okay. And a dime?
Half an ounce.
Okay. How about, oh, wait a minute, we got through nickels and dimes. What's some bigger quantities you can get in?
A pound, kilo. Yeah, it's 10 pounds, 20 pounds.
Okay. Now what about, what are some of the harder drugs that some of the younger people might use?
Heroin, cocaine, amphetamines, uppers, downers, speed.
What do you mean, now uppers?
Speed.
Okay.
Downers are barbiturates, I guess.
Okay, what are the kind of uppers besides speed we can get?